KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, taking sports by current NBA standards, Hall of Famer Wes Unseld was not a big, but the 6'7 Unseld is being remembered for his dominance as a center for the Washington Bullets and for his contributions to the community. Unseld led his squad to NBA championships in 1978 and earned MVP honors. Unseld is one of two players in NBA history to win Rookie of the Year and MVP awards in the same season. He was a five-time All-Star who played all 13 of his NBA seasons with the franchise that drafted him in 1968 out of the University of Louisville. He and his wife Connie opened a school in Baltimore where the Bullets, now the Wizards, originated. His family says Unseld died Tuesday after lengthy health battles, most recently with pneumonia. Wes Unseld was 74 years old. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame is considering new dates for the induction of its star-studded class of 2020. Hall President John DeLova says dates to replace the postponed August ceremony include mid-October and next spring. With Kobe Bryant due to be enshrined posthumously, it's certain to be a big event. Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan are also members of the induction class. So is college coach Eddie Sutton, who died last month. The hall in Springfield, Massachusetts, is also getting ready to unveil its completely renovated museum. Well, the college football season opener between Notre Dame and Navy has been moved out of Ireland because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Fighting Irish and the Midshipmen were scheduled to meet in Dublin on August 29th, but instead will seek to play at the Naval Academy during the Labor Day weekend. The decision to move the venue came after discussions between the Irish government, medical authorities, and leadership teams at Navy and Notre Dame. Navy Athletic Director Chet Gladchuk says the decision to forego the overseas trip is to ensure the health and safety of the players, the coaches, and the fans. All 32 NFL teams have been told by Commissioner Roger Goodell to hold training camps at their home facilities this summer because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most NFL teams stay at their training complexes year-round, but Dallas, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Buffalo are among those that stage training camp elsewhere. The Cowboys and Steelers are scheduled for the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio on August 6th and will be the first two teams to report in late July. Dallas usually trains in Oxnard, California, and Pittsburgh in nearby Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Soon, the NFL is hopeful of having club complexes fully open, but under strict medical guidelines, including social distancing protocols. Japan's most famous baseball team has called off a preseason game amid reports that at least one Yomiuri Giants player may have tested positive for the new coronavirus. Japan hopes to open its delayed baseball season on June 19th, but this news puts the 12-team league in jeopardy of being able to start. Two people familiar with the situation say the WNBA has decided to hold its games at just one location if there's a season this year, and that the MGM Resorts in Las Vegas and the IMG Academy in Florida are the top candidates. There's still no date when the WNBA's 2020 season will tip off. Those people spoke to the Associated Press anonymously because the possible locations haven't been publicly announced. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert told the AP last month that the league was considering a handful of scenarios, including playing at one or two sites. Formula One will finally get underway with back-to-back races at the Austrian Grand Prix in July as part of an eight-race European swing. Governing body FIA says the Red Bull Ring in Spielberg will host races July 5th and 12th. The next race will be Hungary on July 19th, followed by consecutive races at the British Grand Prix on August 2nd and 9th. South Carolina men's basketball coach Frank Martin says he's recovered from a case of COVID-19. Martin said he tested positive last month. He detailed his experience with the virus for the first time on Tuesday. North Carolina State Athletic Director Boo Corrigan says the school has begun a schedule allowing student athletes to return in phases to campus, with the first wave of football players permitted to return to student housing by June 20th. Pac-12 schools have agreed to perform COVID-19 and coronavirus antibody testing on all athletes upon their return to campuses for voluntary workouts. Commissioner Larry Scott says athletes will continue to be tested regularly for COVID-19 as long as they are under the supervision of the schools. The Pac-12 schools are scheduled to begin allowing athletes back into their facilities for voluntary workouts starting June 15th. The Seattle Seahawks have signed tight end Colby Parkinson, the first of the team's 2020 draft picks to sign. Parkinson's signing was listed on the official NFL transactions on Tuesday. Seattle made 8 picks in the April draft. Parkinson was taken with the first of Seattle's 2 fourth-round selections. At 6'7", Parkinson is another tall target for quarterback Russell Wilson, especially in the red zone. Parkinson had 48 receptions and just one drop in his final season at Stanford. He had just one touchdown last season, but had 7 touchdown catches in 2018. Iowa Cubs president and general manager Sam Bernabe says the franchise will survive even without a Pacific Coast League season. Next week will mark 2 months since the iCubs scheduled season opener, and prospects are dimming for even a shortened season.
At this point, you know, we've budgeted things out, and we've tried to estimate cash flows and look at how the next through the next baseball season looks, and we have a very generous ownership group, and you know, they're willing to make it work.
Bernabe says the loss of an entire season would impact their budget for a couple of years.
I've listed mine all the way through 2022. It's going to take me 2 seasons probably to counterbalance a lack of no season at all. But we think we can do it, and I'm confident in our abilities to get that done.
Bernabe says a decision of minor leagues will be made after the major league owners and players strike a deal.
It certainly doesn't look very good, but you know, if the major league guys and the players get themselves together and figure out a path for themselves, then they can decide what they're going to do with the balance of each of the organizations.
Iowa has 4 teams in the Class A Midwest League, including the Lumber Kings in Clinton. General manager Ted Torno hopes an agreement by Major League Baseball can lead to a shortened season for his club.
Well, you got the players' stance is they want to go through the end of October, and I think the owners want to go through the end of September. So if there's some compromise and we can at least get maybe 2 months out of the season, I know that sounds kind of crazy to start or to think that we would start playing maybe August 1st and then maybe go through. Any baseball at this stage would be welcome.
Torno says he's still hoping for even a 2-month season. Well, thrown out, Bowling Green baseball is now safe. The school said Tuesday it's immediately reinstating its baseball program, which had been dropped last month due to financial hardships caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Bowling Green was facing a $2 million athletic budget shortfall due to the coronavirus outbreak, and baseball was cut in hopes of saving other sports from a similar fate. However, soon after the school's announcement, a fundraising effort led by former Bowling Green players and donors brought in enough money to save a program that produced former Dodgers and Indians all-star pitcher Oral Hershiser. Bowling Green has said previously it cost about $750,000 a year to run their baseball program. A law firm released a report Tuesday on allegations of physical and emotional abuse in Rutgers University's softball program that described inappropriate behavior by coaches and lack of communication on the part of administrators, but stopped short of recommending discipline. The release of the report, which had been requested by Rutgers after an investigation by New Jersey Advanced Media, ended a 7-month probe by the Lowenstein Sandler law firm of allegations by players that coach Kristen Butler and volunteer assistant coach Marcus Smith, her husband, fostered a climate of fear, intimidation, and abuse after they took over in the 2019 season. The report said 10 of 22 players left the program after the 2019 season. And a former technology executive pleaded guilty Tuesday to paying $300,000 to bribe his son's way into Georgetown University as a tennis recruit, even though the son didn't play tennis. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston said Peter Damaris, a resident of Pacific Palisades, California, pleaded guilty to 1 count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Under the terms of Damaris' plea agreement, federal prosecutors will recommend a sentence of time served plus 21 months of home confinement, a fine of $95,000, and restitution. Sentencing has been set for October 5th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.